everyone. Welcome to episode 253, Other People's Opinions. Welcome to the Harmony in the Home podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Hutchison. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and most importantly, an imperfect mom doing this work right along with you. And my goal on our podcast is to go from chaos to calm, feel less frazzled, and have more fun within your four walls to have more harmony in your home. Hey everyone, so I know that today's topic is a hot button because I hear about it so much. It's something I struggle with. I don't struggle with as much as I used to, but it's definitely in my wheelhouse and it's definitely on my radar. And so I want to talk to you about things that have helped me and also helped clients and hopefully will help you as well. But before we begin, I want to talk to you about Pocket Coaching. It is so nice to connect with you on an app called Voxer, and you get to tell me all of your problems and all of your angst and all of your pain points. And I get to listen to you and hear what you're saying underneath in between the lines. Like we listen to music. A lot of times we listen to lyrics, but a lot of times the music behind the lyrics is really what's going on. So through Voxer, which is that app that's like voicemail meets walkie-talkie, and it's a great way if you're a busy mom or a busy dad or a busy aunt or a busy uncle or a busy grandparent and you want help on the go, this is a great way to connect, to tell me all of your woes and I will help you. I cannot make problems go away, but I can make them smaller. That's what I used to tell my kids. That's what I tell myself. That's what I used to tell my students, I mean. So it's a great way to hear and kind of reframe your hear how you're thinking and reframe your thinking to help you with your mindset. And I can share stories. I can share examples that I can't really always share on the podcast. So if you're interested, go to coachingkelly.com and go to Work With Me tab or just reply to the email that I send every Wednesday introducing the new podcast for the week. So when we're talking about other people's opinions, I would say that this is the number one reason why people don't step out of their comfort zone. Maybe not number one reason, but it might be the top three. Because we're worried what our parents are going to think, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our greedy grandpappy, the girl from high school, the guy from high school, our coworkers, your spouse, what he or she may think. And a lot of times, I want to free you from this by telling you that usually 99.9% of the time, people are not even thinking about you as much as you think they are. That is so freeing. No one cares about what I'm doing or not doing. No one thinks about it. And if they do, they're thinking about it for 5 to 7 seconds, maybe. But no one is losing sleep over what I'm doing or what you're doing. And that's where the ego starts roaring because the ego thinks that everyone is thinking about us. And guess what everybody else is thinking about? They're thinking about other people are thinking about them. So they don't have time to think about what you're doing or what I'm doing. And when I say no one cares about what we're doing, I don't mean that in a harsh, no one loves us kind of way, in a lonely way, but in a way that no one's really thinking about what we're doing or not doing because they're thinking about what they're doing or not doing. They're thinking about their kids. They're thinking about their problems. They're thinking about their spouse. They're thinking about the argument they had with their spouse that morning. They're thinking about their jeans being too tight. They're thinking about their finances. They're thinking about their job and their stress. They're thinking about all of their stress. They're not thinking about what we're deciding or not deciding. And that's very freeing to know that no one's really actually thinking about us because no one cares, but not no one cares because they're heartless, but no one cares because they're so focused on what is going on in their life. Because think about the stress in your life, what you're dealing with. How much does that consume your everyday? I know what stresses me out consumes my everyday. So I just picture everybody else thinking about their own stressors in their life. It's also not my business what other people are thinking about me. My friend Arliss always told me that. It's not my business what other people are thinking about me. And that was very freeing. I also like the mantra of it's okay for people to be wrong about me. So if they're thinking a negative thought or they're thinking something that's less than favorable, it's not really my business. And it's okay if they're wrong about me. It's not my job to go around and fix all the narratives that are people telling in their minds. Now, there was a TikTok sound that went viral and everybody was responding to it. I guess it's called stitching. I'm not really on TikTok. I watch, but I don't know how to engage. And so people were taking this guy's video. He goes, for those of you who are out there just like not caring about what other people are thinking, like, how are you doing? How are you living that? And then this guy responds in the most, it's only 59 seconds, but he pretty much summarizes everything I'm trying to tell you in 59 seconds. let me play it for you, and then I'll talk to you about on the other side of it.
How are some of y'all going around living life not caring what people think about you?
I just realized I never actually knew what you were thinking about me. I just knew what I thought you were thinking about me, which means I created a mean, judgmental version of you in my head and then used it to think mean things about myself, which means I made you mean in my head, which means I was being judgmental of you, not the other way around. Now I just assume people are nice. I just assume that they're cool. And if they act in some way that contradicts that, if they start being a total for no apparent reason, I assume that they're actually angry at themselves for something that they're then projecting onto me, just like I used to do. And then I forgive them and get on with my life.
Isn't that amazing? I've listened to it like 4 or 5 times, maybe 10. It is so good, and it's packed with so much info and so much truth that we waste so much of our time thinking what other people are thinking about us and worried that they're thinking about XYZ when that's what we're thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about that XYZ, and then we're projecting it onto other people that they're saying that about us. And I've always used my forehead as an example. You will never see my forehead out in the public, out in the wild, because I am very insecure about my forehead. I always have bangs. And if I have a headband on, if I pull it back for working out, I will always wear a headband and have the headbands. It's not really my forehead I don't like. It's just that I feel like I have a receding hairline that I have like a widow's peak on crack. And so I will always wear a headband if I pull it back for working out. Now, no one cares about my forehead. But if I walk into Walgreens with a bare forehead, I'm going to think that everyone's thinking about my forehead. I call it my five head. But guess what? No one is, because I'm projecting those thoughts about my forehead onto other people. No one's thinking that. And if they are, they're probably right. They might say she has a large forehead. And guess what? They're probably right. And that's okay. I also like to think when people think less than favorable things about me or what I think they're thinking about me, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah, sometimes I do that. And that's where we come from, that we're all flawed and we're all awesome. It's like, yeah, they're pointing out a flaw that I'm projecting onto them. No one's saying it, but I'm thinking that they're thinking that. And they're probably right. Now, this doesn't mean you just go around and you just treat people like garbage. And then I don't care what people think about me. There's such a fine balance between the two that you don't have to be all or nothing of like, okay, let me check my side of the street. Then you also want to consider the source. Does this person know my dog's name? Does this person know my middle name? Does this person know my spouse's name? Does this person know my sibling's name? How well does this person know me? So if they know all those things, or let's say it's a checklist of 10, if they know 7 of the 10 things, then I probably want to take a big grain of salt of what they're saying, their feedback. Now, if there's just someone online that I knew from high school, they don't even know my spouse's name or my dog's name. And if you don't know my dog's name, Maggie and Tucker, then do you really even know me? Just kidding. But you get my point of like, how well do they know you to be saying these things about you? Because a lot of times it's a 30,000 perspective that they're judging you from, or we think that they're judging us from, and they don't even know us. So that's the place where I say it's okay for people to be wrong about me. So I hope this helps you to kind of let go and let God take over and be comfortable with who you are and work on the relationship you have with yourself. Because when you work on your relationship with yourself, like the guy says in the TikTok, all your relationships go so much better, because now when you think good things about yourself, you're projecting that onto other people thinking that they're thinking good things about you. And guess what changed? You did. And that's the only thing that changes. And when you can change this, it is so freeing, and you can let go and realize that no one's even doing it. And even if they were, it's not our business. It's okay for them to be wrong about you. Check your side of the street. If there's lots of debris and things you need to work on, then take the information and process it and use it for growth. Otherwise, put it in the shredder, because you're just projecting onto other people what they're thinking about you. It's just what you're really thinking about you. And like the guy says in the video, other people are judging you, and that's okay, because we used to do it and we still do it. Nothing's wrong with that. And this will set you free. And when you feel free, you will have much more harmony in the home and a lot more fun in life. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey mamas, thanks for listening. If you had any ahas, clicks, or those lightning bolt moments while listening, you have to check out my free parenting bootcamp, where we take all of this to the next level and we try to create even more awakenings for ourselves so that we can connect more with our kids
and never yell at them again. You can sign up at www.coachingkelly.com. And if you really want to fill up my love cup, send me an email of what your aha was, what your click was, what was that lightning bolt moment while you were listening. I want nothing more in life than for you to have harmony in your home and to learn how to be an imperfect mom like me, which allows your kids to be imperfect too, each and every day. Thanks for listening.